Hello, thank you for joining me today for Give Him 15. The title of today's post is The Statue of Liberty. There's probably no icon more known for depicting America than the Statue of Liberty. In the following dream given to Gina Gulston in 2019, an enraged and violent mob is seen trying to destroy the statue. This is obviously a metaphorical picture of the current attempt to destroy America. The dream is too long to allow commentary, but none is needed. God uses the praying church to save America. This we will do, and we will continue to birth and protect the great worldwide harvest. And here's the dream. On November 10th, 2019, I dreamed that I came upon a chaotic mob of hundreds of people. Rage, hatred, and evil permeated the atmosphere. In the middle of this mob stood a living, life-sized version of the Statue of Liberty, wrapped in the American flag. The mob was kicking and beating her. She was pushing back, attempting to fight them off. Then the Statue of Liberty fell to the ground. When she fell, I ran toward the mob. This is Gina speaking, of course. I ran toward the mob and saw a militant man dressed entirely in black, carrying a black machine gun. As I ran toward them, he used the machine gun to push me backward. I fell, crying. And screamed, "She's dying. She's dying, and I can help her." I stood up and attempted to break through the mob to get to her, but the militant man again pushed me to the ground. As I lay there, I could see the Statue of Liberty lying on the ground, the mob continuing to kick and beat her. She was bleeding from her nose and mouth. Her hands were bruised and bleeding. Beside her, I saw Dutch Sheets attempting to resuscitate her. These vile people would grab him by his feet, pulling him away from the statue. Dutch would quickly scramble back to her, continuing to attempt CPR. This happened several times. Seeing a set of bleachers, I stood and made my way into them. From there, I was able to see everything clearly. I could see Dutch and many others with him, Cece, Chuck Pierce, Tim Sheets, and more. I noticed that many people in the vicious, raging mob were dressed in professional attire. It's difficult to describe their rage, hatred, violence, and the chaos it created. In the bleachers, I looked down beside me and saw a defibrillator. Picking it up, I yelled, "Dutch!" He looked up, saw me, and I motioned that I was going to throw him the defibrillator. I did so, and he caught it. He then said, "This is great, but how will we power it?" I shouted, "We've got power!" A lady and several others in the mob began pushing against those standing with Dutch. She was their spokesperson and shouted, "You can't do this! You can't do this!" Then Chuck Pierce rose up. As he did, he grew taller and spoke to me, that is to Gina, very calmly, "The distress signal has been sent out." I knew he was using a biblical reference to Nineveh, who had said to Israel regarding Jerusalem, "Do you see the distress we are in?" It was as if Nehemiah's words brought an awakening to the people, and they rose up with a mind to work, it says in Nehemiah. I felt that Chuck was saying, "The awakening message has been preached. People have received it. They are awake, ready, and will know what to do." With Chuck's words in my mind, I looked around for help. There were many people walking around, and I realized some of them were literally glowing. When I saw these glowing ones, I took them by the hand and said, "Come with me. We may not be able to get down with Dutch and the others, but there is a place for us. And I know how to get us there. We have to get in our place." I led them into the bleachers, which had now encircled the entire scene like a coliseum. The bleachers were filled with these glowing ones. I prayed, "Lord, how are we going to do this?" Instantly, I heard the Lord loudly say, "Use the power." I told all the people in the bleachers to hold hands, be ready. I heard some of them humming a familiar song. I began instructing the people that when I gave the signal, some were to pray in the Spirit while others sang the song they were humming. We all held hands. With my right hand, I picked up the cables attached to the defibrillator I had thrown to Dutch. With my left hand, I held the hand of the lady next to me. The chaos was still raging, loud, chaotic, vicious. In the midst of that, Dutch took the paddles of the defibrillator and placed one on the Statue of Liberty's right ear and the other on her heart. Then, as loudly as he could, he shouted, "Charge!" I yelled to the people in the bleachers, "Now!" Some began fervently praying in tongues while the others sang with very loud voices, "All hail the power of Jesus' name." Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. As we did so, a visible jolt went out of my hand through the cables and into her, causing a shaking. The people in the mob screamed, "Stop! You can't do this!" Dutch yelled again, "Charge!" I shouted, "Now!" And again we sang, prayed in tongues, causing another jolt to go through the cables and into the Statue of Liberty. Again, she shook. This happened twice more, and the Statue of Liberty stood up. She had been bleeding. Parts of her had been broken off, but she stood up completely whole. No bleeding, no breaks. The mob was furious. This was their big move, what they'd been planning and plotting. But God's power, flowing through his people, had stopped it. The vile lady, the mob spokesperson, had the authority to call in a militant force and did so, hundreds of them. They surrounded Dutch and those who stood with him, pointing machine guns at them. Watching from the bleachers, our hearts were pounding. We knew the severity we were about to witness if God didn't intervene. But we also knew that we had to take a stand. It was do or die, and if we had to die, we were willing. There was absolutely no fear in us, just courage and determination to do our part. When they pointed the machine guns at Dutch and those surrounding him or standing with him, it was an indescribable moment. Then they fired the guns, but there were no bullets, no ammunition, nothing. The vile lady screamed, "This cannot be happening. You can't do this." And she instructed the militant company to take us all out, even those of us in the bleachers, with brute force. As they started their move toward us, we all, Dutch, those with him, those of us in the bleachers, simultaneously fell to our knees and began to cry out to God. When we did so, there was a loud sound of an old-fashioned telephone ringing. As it did, the ground shook. Everything went silent. Everyone stopped moving. There was not one sound other than the ringing of the telephone. The instant silence was as dramatic as what I had previously seen. It was indescribable how I went from all the rage, chaos, and loudness to complete stillness and silence. In the dream, I heard these words, "Call unto me, and I will answer you." As that ringing sound continued, the Statue of Liberty stretched out her left arm that held the tablets. We could all see written on it the scripture reference, Romans 10:9, which says, "If you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." Then the Statue of Liberty spoke, saying, "I will not die, I will live. Declare the works of the Lord." Dutch then stood up and said boldly and powerfully to the militant people and the mob, "You can't stop it now. We have called, and the Lord has answered us. America is saved." At that very moment, the torch in the right hand, the Statue of Liberty began to burn, a large flame leaping up. End of dream. Keep praying, church. Let no threats, attacks, shaking, or fear silence you. We have the power. Use it. Let's pray. Father, it is the power and authority of Christ that has prevailed over the evil one. He expelled him from heaven, broke his authority over earth, taking it back, and he took the keys of hell. He has now delegated to the church his authority on earth. All hail the power of his name. You were not confused, and you weren't simply speaking your hope when you told him you were giving him the nations of earth as his inheritance. Nor was he when declaring he would build an unconquerable ecclesia. The church is now rising throughout the earth under Holy Spirit's orchestration, releasing kingdom authority and reaping Christ's reward by your strength and grace, Christ's victory, and Holy Spirit's power. We will not waver or fail. America shall be saved. Awakening is occurring. The cloud of witnesses will not have run in vain. The harvest is and will be reaped. More than 1 billion souls will be won by you in our day. And one day, as the great hymn in this dream goes on to declare, let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song. Crown him Lord of all. And our decree. We decree that the church, authorized by Christ and connected to Holy Spirit, is releasing life-giving power to restore America. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Gina, for resending this incredible dream to me. Take advantage of the email address we give you. Check out Gina's books, resources. Amazing, amazing dreaming gift this lady has. Thank you all for joining me. Thank you for praying. We are being used to save America and reap Earth's greatest harvest. See you tomorrow.